The NFL is still reeling from the death of Chargers linebacker Junior Seau, one of the greatest players in NFL history. The family of Seau has decided to donate his brain for research into repetitive head injuries. Seau played most of his career with the Chargers. He was found dead Wednesday. An autopsy concluded that he shot himself in the chest.
And joining us now to talk about it, Redskins great Dexter Manley. Great to have you here, Dexter.
Well, thanks for having me, Veronica.
Now, we seem to be at a critical time in the NFL as the league weighs player protection against what has always been a brutal contact sport. What are your thoughts on how this game affects some players, especially years after they leave the game?
Well, I will say this here. I'm a firm believer. I do think that there's some faults. I think sometimes equipment might not necessarily be appropriate, but I have to say, I think the National Football League has done everything in their power to sort of make this game safer. And I think they're headed in the right direction. You know, when I was playing football, they wouldn't call concussions, they called dingers. And so I think the coaches and those type of people would want to question your manhood by saying, hey, you're a weak guy, you this. So really, you know, it's all about machoism with gladiators. And so you have to go back on the field if you say you had a concussion and couldn't go back out and compete. It could be sort of detrimental. But I think now with the people getting smarter, they have extra people on the sidelines going to be watching for concussions and things like this here. So I think overall they're moving in the right direction to make sure this game is safer, not only just for the National Football League. It's a great sport. It's the greatest sports in this country. And for those young kids who's playing that USA football, because parents want these kids to play football. Some may not want them to play, but they want to know that the kid's going to be safe.
Dexter, of course, as you say, the NFL is moving toward making the game today safer. But back when you played, I mean, you guys used head slaps and things like that to try to gain an advantage. What about players of your generation? Do you know a lot of guys who are in really bad shape, who have suffered many concussions and need help?
I will say that I've in my world of travel, I've traveled during the off season. I mean, I'm still in the off season, but I'd go across different states, and I saw some players about a month ago. Yeah, I saw Icky Woods. I didn't even recognize Icky Woods. I mean, the guy, it looked like he put on like 700 pounds. And so to me, they're just not taking care of themselves. I think that they need to get smarter and get the appropriate help, because once, you know, you play football at the little league level, the USA, and you go to high school, middle school, and the college level, and all of a sudden things go your way. And when the game is over, you have to make some adjustment. And I think they need to get the appropriate help. You know, a lot of these guys can start getting depressed and a lot of different reasons. And so they just can't make that transition. So I like to see that somehow or another be more some sort of program for making a transition to civilian life. I use that term, to the civilian life, after being in football all your life and now it's over. How do you make the adjustment? I'll give you a good example, and I think this is a classic for this guy. I think O.J. Simpson, I think he murdered those people, and I think he could not make a transition.
He was not convicted. He was not convicted, Dexter.
Oh, I know he wasn't, but that's just my opinion. But I still feel he couldn't make that transition. He had so much anger pent up in him, and so he probably lashed out on the Goldmans and the Browns.
Dexter. But okay,
we're going to have to leave it there,
yeah,
Dexter.
We want to thank you, though, for joining us this evening.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me.
Take care. Dexter Manley, former NFL great who played for the Redskins for so many years.